Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Hello and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. Our guest today is Connecticut's Attorney General William Tong. We're going to be discussing some recent major news concerning the concierge apartments in Rocky Hill, which has been a focus in the last month and a half here in Connecticut, particularly with those cold temperatures that we just went through. And also, we're going to go over some issues concerning the state's Public Utilities Regulatory Authority. That's enough, but who knows? Maybe some more will come up. Attorney General, welcome to the show. Good to have you on.
Good morning, Morgan.
There's so much going on these days, but I think that one issue that really got a lot of attention in the last month, month and a half here in Connecticut was what happened with those tenants at the concierge apartments and a settlement that you reached with the owners of the facility toward the end of February. Could you kind of give us an overview, a summary of what happened in that particular case, and then we'll get into some more specifics?
Yeah, good question. Throughout this whole ordeal, I kept asking myself, how do we get here? How are we in this situation? We have thousands of tenants in concierge apartments run by an LA-based huge real estate conglomerate, more than $14 billion under management. And these buildings, big buildings that you can see from I-91, had exposed water pipes in the garage. It still boggles the mind how anybody, more than 30 years ago, by the way, built apartment buildings in Connecticut, in New England, with exposed water pipes. And so what happened? Predictably, in our extreme cold, which, by the way, isn't the first time we've had extreme cold here in Connecticut. It's been a little more temperate in recent years because of climate change. But it's not like we don't know extreme cold and temperatures, and these pipes burst. And what happened is all of the tenants were displaced. They were pushed out of their homes. Some suffered damage in their units, and they had to go stay in hotels. And so this is about as bad as I've seen it. I don't have to tell you that the Attorney General normally does not get involved in landlord-tenant issues. That's usually an issue for the courts and for tenants to assert their rights vis-a-vis their landlords. But it was so bad that I had to get involved. And I sent a number of letters to the owners called JRK in Los Angeles. I started an investigation, and they ran to Connecticut right away. The CEO and the billionaire founder came to see me in Connecticut within days of my getting involved in this, and now we have a huge settlement.
What was that meeting like? I remember the day you came on WTIC before it was to happen, and as you indicated, it was more or less a rush meeting that happened within a very brief amount of time of this news story surfacing. What went down in that meeting, in those conversations, that you could share with us?
Yeah, you know, honestly, this also doesn't happen every day. I got involved the week before the Super Bowl, and letters went back and forth demanding answers to questions and demanding that they take action, including on Super Bowl Sunday. On Monday, I commenced an investigation, and on Tuesday, they had flown from Los Angeles, the CEO, took a red eye, and the billionaire founder, chairman was on the phone because we had an hour and a half meeting where I was very blunt and frankly, very angry that, that they had let it come to this after years and years of neglect. And I told them, you have to make this right, right now. And you have to, reimburse residents for their losses. You have to pay them money, cash. You have to give them a break on their rent. You have to stop saying, go talk to your insurance company and get renter's insurance and file a claim. No, I said, you, the company, have to make it right. Don't tell the tenants to go pursue their insurance. And you have to let people break their leases. As a result of that meeting, we have, frankly, an unprecedented deal where tenants got up to $1,700, $1,700, depending on the number of people in their units, for certain of the buildings. They got the ability to break their leases and to move out. Everybody got some break on their rent, up to 3 months on their rent. They don't have to go to their renter's insurance. They can still pursue their renter's insurance, but you know, they don't have to rely on that. The company has to make it right. And this is a deal that totals more than $5 million. And I don't think anybody in my office has ever seen this before. And I'm not saying also, by the way, that this makes it all okay. This is a terrible situation. People were displaced for weeks. Kids, children had to be bused from faraway places like the Naugatuck Valley to go to school in Rocky Hill. This was a real catastrophe, but we jumped in right away, and very quickly we got a $5 million deal to help residents put their lives back together.
Attorney General, the speed of this thing does surprise me. I'm hearing what you're saying. I'm looking at the statement that the owners, JRK, Concierge Rocky Hill, had put out, where they say that they were committed to the emergency repairs, restoring building systems, etc. I see their statement. But to have this happen in just a few weeks' time, within a month's period, what does that make you think about the situation? Were they very concerned? What was their demeanor working with you? How did you guys reach such an agreement and a large $5.1 million relief plan so quickly?
Yeah, frankly, I think they needed a real wake-up call. And that's why I got involved. I think that these big $15 billion plus real estate holding companies, magnates, you know, backed by private equity, they're not used to getting a very angry letter from the Attorney General's office of any state. I don't think they're used to the Attorney General's office commencing an investigation of their management of the property in an incident like this. And I think they knew that this was really bad, that they had to move all the residents out I'm sure for them and their experience, that is close to unprecedented or very, very rare. So all that came together, I think, to light a real under their backsides. And that's why I think they were quick to come to Connecticut and to tell me face to face that they were going to do what they had to do to make it right.
Do you believe that this will lead to long-term fixes for the residents who choose to stay and remain with Concierge or anybody that moves further? I mean, they're going to hear about this, or they lived through this, and they're going to be concerned about long-term repairs. The company says it's committed to it. Do you believe them?
That remains to be seen. They've certainly made a legal commitment to do so. But, you know, this is not my first rodeo. So I'm going to reserve judgment as to whether I believe them or not. I'll believe them when they do it.
What does this message, what does this story send as a message to other landlords, whether they're smaller scale landlords or we're talking about large complexes like this? Does this send a message to other owners, be them in-state or out-of-state?
It sends a message that the state is very concerned about protecting people and families, especially when they're displaced in extreme weather. And that landlords, owners need to do everything they can to keep people safe. This was not about, remember what I said, that normally I don't get involved in landlord-tenant. I don't get involved in landlord-tenant because, A, number one, I don't represent individuals. I represent the state. I only get involved. State has an interest. And I don't get involved because landlord-tenant is often a dispute about the rent, you know, about services, about individualized issues. My getting involved, the state getting involved, is about public safety. That's why I got involved. It's about keeping people safe. And that was the risk that I had to address right away.
We're shifting gears now a little bit on Face Connecticut. My guest, if you're just joining us, is Connecticut's Attorney General William Tong. There's also been a lot of noise recently about utilities, electric bills, rates, PURA, the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority. Let's focus on PURA and two particular issues, Aquarion, the water company, and also Yankee Gas rates. Let's start with Aquarion. That's one that has been brewing over the last few months. We're talking about an acquisition, a sale that's in the billions of dollars, about $6 billion, that ratepayers will have to pay over the course of a few decades, 40 years. PURA originally, from what I understand following this case, had rejected the scale, but not anymore. They're changing their guidance on this again?
Yeah, we've been working around the clock on this. I'm glad this is radio, not television.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you would have seen a big yawn. I've been up late at night, for days and days and days on these issues. And we're on this every single day. My office has a dedicated unit to fight for ratepayers, for all of us customers of electricity, water, gas companies. And in my time as Attorney General, we have saved ratepayers more than $700 million. But this week has been particularly bad because Eversource wants to sell Aquarion, our largest water utility in this state, serving 62 plus towns and cities, serving more than 700,000 people and families. And they want to sell it in this, there's no other word to use it, like cockeyed, cockamamie deal to a regional water authority, like a public water authority that called RWA that really provides water services to New Haven. And basically, in order to make this happen, RWA has to borrow $6 billion with interest. And to pull that off, they need the ratepayers to pay for it. And that just means rates are going to go up maybe double in the near term. It's going to take 40 years to pay off that loan. And then we lose the oversight of the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority. That's not part of the deal, right? They cut out PURA. They cut out the Office of Consumer Counsel, the OCC, which looks out for ratepayers. And so now you've got no supervision and a $6 billion deal. This is a bad deal that is not in the public interest. And so we originally got a decision from the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, PURA, that said, we agree, Attorney General, this is a bad deal, and they rejected the deal. And then, of course, utilities went to court. We fought about it. And now PURA is saying, you know what? We've changed our minds. Why? What changed? This was a bad deal before. It's a bad deal now. And so, you know, as you can hear in my voice, I am beside myself on this. On top of, by the way, two additional things they did in a Yankee Gas case in which Eversource wanted almost $200 million in new rates. We stopped them. We busted them down to about half. And then this week, for no good reason, PURA says, yeah, you know what? We're going to give you another $4 million just to be good guys. And that's on the heels of days before that, when we had fought United Illuminating to stop them from exorbitant rate increases, and we got a penalty for UI not doing what they're supposed to do to remediate a power plant called English Station, they said, yeah, you know what? We're going to take off the penalty, and we're going to give you $2 million back. For what purpose? Their job is to look out for ratepayers. Their charge is to fight for the public interest, and they are not doing that.
What surprises me is that there's no understanding as to why in the Aquarion decision that was made, why that changed. The same goes for Yankee Gas. Where's the explanation? Where can we find that information?
Yeah, good. Your guess is as good as mine. You know, they have a hearing coming up on Monday, and everyone's going to be asking those questions. My office will be asking those questions. You know, honestly, what the hell?
Is it too late for either of these to be reversed?
I don't think so. I think Pura can act, do the right thing, and I'm going to be strongly encouraging them to do so. But people are getting crushed. I mean, Morgan, I don't have to tell you, people listening, we're getting crushed by utility rates. We're getting crushed by the cost of electricity, water, gas. Now that oil is over $100 a barrel, I mean, come on, guys. Give us a break.
I think it's important to note that at one of your recent press conferences, I believe it was on the Aquarian issue, I noticed that there was a bipartisan group of people behind the podium, right? Republicans and Democrats. That's hard to find these days, Attorney General. And yet I saw it. This is an issue that's impacting everybody. I think that sends a message.
Everybody's feeling it. And when we got together, there was no daylight between me and the Republican mayors and first selectmen that I stood with. No daylight.
Well, we have a few other moments here together before our time is up for Face Connecticut Attorney General William Tong. He is my guest this week. I'd like to shift over to some other topics to fill out the remainder of our time, and we'll continue to follow these issues with Pura, by the way, on WTIC. What else is your office up to? There's so much going on, I know, in Washington, D.C., that Connecticut has been responding to. Could you give me an update on some of those issues?
Yeah, so we're front and center on the tariff fight, and so we're going to be moving for a preliminary injunction in our second tariff lawsuit. So the first tariff lawsuit, as everybody knows, went up to the Supreme Court, and that was our case, and we won 6-3. And you said earlier, you know, that you were heartened and maybe surprised to see Democrats and Republicans standing together to fight the sale of Aquarian to RWA. I think a lot of people were surprised to see the Supreme Court go 6-3.
Right.
On tariffs. And I think they were surprised to see Chief Justice Roberts joined by Justice Coney Barrett. But that's how illegal the tariffs are. And so they tossed those first tariffs, and then the president came back in the State of the Union a couple of days later was like, we're going to go to 10% temporary tariffs, and then we're going to go to 15%. You can't run a railroad or a country or an economy or a family that way, lurching this way and that way. Like, is it 10%? Is it 15%? Is it 100%? I mean, who? Lord knows where we are on any given day with this administration. And so we've sued again. We're going to be seeking immediate relief to stop him from levying this second round of tariffs, which are also utterly unlawful. The law he's using now, the Trade Act of 1974, has never been used for this purpose, to levy tariffs. And it applies to a very specific technical phenomenon, which nobody had ever heard of, called the balance of payments. And you can only do something under this statute if there is a imbalance in the balance of payments. And guess why it's never been used? Because there's no imbalance in the balance of payments. And so it's frustrating that not just that I have to deal with this as the Attorney General in the state of Connecticut has to deal with this, but it's frustrating, of course, for Connecticut families. Again, we're getting crushed by the cost of electricity, gas, water, food, groceries. You know, good luck buying a car. It's just so rough. And on top of that, he wants to layer on these tariffs. It's frankly unconscionable for Connecticut families to have to pay this.
I'm curious, Attorney General, from a legal standpoint here, when many of these issues come up and these lawsuits are filed from states to against Washington, D.C., against the Trump administration, it's usually not just one state going it alone. There are multiple states that pool their resources together. How does your office, how does Connecticut work with other states, be it New York or another state that's far away that in many cases is not usually a partner, but you work with other attorneys general? How does that work? How does that look?
The way it works is direct, face-to-face, very often, coordination and relationships. Just this morning, we're talking with Tennessee. Tennessee is led by a Republican Attorney General named Jonathan Scrimeti, who is from, wait for it, Mystic, Connecticut. And so Jonathan's my very good friend. I've been Attorney General for 7 years, and I have made a lot of close friendships and relationships with people like Jonathan Scrimeti of Tennessee, with Tish James of New York, and Rob Bonta of California. And I should note, many other Democrats and Republicans, which is why this year they elected me unanimously as the president of the National Association of Attorneys General, which is the organization that joins Democrats and Republicans together.
Again, bipartisan, definitely.
Bipartisan. In many ways, we're the last corner of American public life in which Democrats and Republicans work together. And we're doing that right now on Live Nation Ticketmaster. We're a trial on Live Nation Ticketmaster. We think that Live Nation is a monopoly, and that in concert with Ticketmaster, we pay way too much for events and concerts and tickets and sporting events than anybody should have to pay. Have you tried to go to a concert recently? Good God.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's absurd. I'm a father of a 20-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 14-year-old. And a few years ago, when my girls were still, so I have an adult child now, it's hard to say, but when my girls were both teenagers, right, what was every dad's job number one? Get them to Taylor Swift, okay? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it because the ticket portal on Ticketmaster was so hard to navigate. It crashed for a lot of people. And frankly, I couldn't afford it. Who can afford several grand to go see a concert? And it got so crazy that people who can't afford it were buying tickets in like Copenhagen and getting on a plane and renting a hotel room just so they could like deliver for their kids.
And it was still cheaper.
And these were not wealthy people. Let's just be honest. Maybe that wasn't a good financial decision. People do what they got to do. Right?
Right.
And their kids wanted to see the show once in a lifetime, and they made it happen. Who should have to do that? Who should have to do that? We should not have to do that.
Attorney General William Tong, Connecticut's Attorney General on Face Connecticut. We really appreciate your time. I know we bounced around on a number of different issues, but it was a good update nonetheless. Thank you so much, Attorney General. I appreciate your time. We'll be in touch.
Have a good one. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.